Jennifer Bryant, your Empowerment Journey podcast host, your best-selling author, and award-winning coach. So today's topic is going to be about igniting your fire to transform your vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. I am always on social media talking about igniting fire. I'm always talking about vision. So I want to take the mystery out of what is meant by what when I say igniting your fire and to transform your vision. So first things first, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. That is a quote from Benjamin Franklin. With everything that's going on in the world right now, you may be getting discouraged about your goals. And what I don't want you to do is to lose that spark. I really want you to look at this as an opportunity for your business to kind of look at things somewhat differently in how you approach and to focus on multiple streams of income and ways of doing that may look differently. So first, let me start off with vision. The V in vision, visualize. And so what do I mean by visualizing? Think about what you want to achieve or work that you want to happen. What are your passions? What is burning deep down inside of your soul? What are your talents, skill sets, and expertise? Get still for a moment. Close your eyes and think deeply about what you want. Picture what it will take to accomplish your goal. Feel the excitement of accomplishing your goal. Brainstorm what needs to happen. I always say, imagine that end state goal in mind. I remember when I initially started my career, I saw this gentleman who was sitting in a director's job. And I always said to myself during that time, I want to be where he is. And at the time, I started off as a clerk typist. And so I actually visualized myself behind a desk in my office. Now, the I, initiate. When setting up your goals, it is important to make them smart and conduct a SWOT analysis. So you may ask me, okay, what do you mean SMART goals? People are always throwing around that term. And the S stands for being strategic, right? It's being strategic. It's being focused on your goal. It's being as specific as possible when you determine which goal that you want to go after. I'm going to continue the thread of talking about my actual goal, which was to move from a clerk typist to a director and how I went about doing that. So I didn't know how long it would take for me to become a director, but what I did know is that I wasn't shy about speaking to him about what did he do to become to be placed in the position that he was in. And I asked him, you know, one day, because I interacted with him on other work, what will it take? How did you get to where you are? And do you mind sitting down chatting with me about it? And he was very open and thrilled and spent some time with me. Now, understand, I knew that this was not an overnight process, and that I would have to spend some time sitting down and writing some measurable goals and getting there. So while sitting down with him, if you didn't catch that, that M in SMART was for measurable. I sat down with him and said, okay, I'm a clerk typist now. What again, what were the steps did it take for you to get where you are? Were there some educational classes or training classes I needed to get there? I also asked if it was at all possible to shadow him or someone on his team to get to learn a little bit more about what he did and whether or not it satisfied my passion and my spark. Because guess what? I know I have a gift to help people. I love helping people. I love solving problems. But I just needed to know, like, how did he get there? And his getting there as a director was so large. It included overseeing like budget and HR and training. I mean, it was a huge portfolio. So the other piece of the SMART is attainable. I just described how huge and vast his portfolio was. So I had to figure out how can I make this bite-sized where I can accomplish this goal. So what I end up doing, once he told me about the educational requirement and other requirements of the job, I sat down and mapped out some things, and he kind of became my informal mentor along with other mentoring relationships. And I went to school at night to accomplish achieving my undergrad as well as my graduate studies. So I want to tell you, some people may jump or leap to that higher level. For me, the way that it worked out is that I started off as a clerk typist in the federal government, and then I went mid-career. So I went clerk typist, executive secretary, then I went to a paraprofessional job as an operations support analyst, program analyst, and then I became an associate director as a program manager. And then later in my career, I became, I was at the executive level as a director. So all of this took some time. So each step, I noted what was attainable, where were my dependencies, and I worked through that. And then the next thing was relevant. I took a look at what worked for my goal. Like if one of my jobs was as an associate director, was associate director over human resources within my organization, I was not looking into the budget field during that time because I didn't feel like it was relevant for my HR job. So my focus primarily was on HR related type training. And then I also took a look at, like, with me going to school at night, what was affordable? Could I afford this? And some of the tricks that I share with folks is, look, take a look at your training budget at work. See if they allow for professional development training. Don't approach it as, hey, I would like for you to pay for my college classes. Instead, you say, hey, I want to know if you'll be open to paying for some professional development courses for me in communications. I want to learn more about effective communication. I want to learn more about whatever that course may be, and have a plan when you go with your supervisor and make it relate back to the mission, because your employer is going to want to know what return on investment are they getting. And then time-based, for me, my initial goal was to achieve an associate's degree within a 2-year period and also search for opportunities on my job for a higher level position when I was moving from clerk typist to executive secretary. So I just walked you through that really quickly, but I hope that you were able to gain some knowledge from that. At the same time, when you look at that S in vision, you are strategizing, you are properly planning, you're instilling discipline and eliminating bad habits, and you're creating actionable steps. Concentrate on doing, not on talking. So this is about walking your talk. This is also saying, hey, I need to make sure that I'm taking a look at the strengths, the weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that are out there, that you are maximizing the opportunities you're looking at. If there are any weaknesses are there, minimize that and really hone in on what your strengths are. And when I mentioned the opportunities, don't be shy, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, to walk up with to someone that you admire. They may be sitting in a position where you're trying to go. Don't shy away from that conversation. It could be a coffee conversation, lunch. Make it as informal as possible. And don't forget your threats. Like right now, with everything that's gone on in the world, are there things that would interrupt you from achieving your goal? Like you may have decided to take a training externally. Do you need to switch that internally? Or as a business owner, as you are, you may have outward facing workshops where you need to say, hey, I need to transfer that to more virtual sessions, or maybe I need to have my course offerings online through my website. So I talked about strategizing. The other piece is integrating. Work with the end goal in mind. Understand that the preceding pieces that I talked to you about, strategies, initiating goals, visualizing, you have to have intentional actions to push your goals, to set them forward. And so that is key and that is important to make sure that all your pieces fit together. Opportunities. Back to the O. Opportunities. Look for ways to improve. Lean into your network. This is about looking at your peers, looking at your supervisors, looking at your mentors, and have an opportunity to also check and see if you have some sponsors. I want to spend a moment with you about the difference of having a mentor and having a sponsor. And they could be one of the same. The mentor is there to help teach you, to listen to you, and kind of help shape your professional development. And they also serve as a great sounding board. And I know in a lot of my mentoring relationships where I was the mentor or the mentee, I grew in both roles. A sponsor is someone who will say, hey, there's an opportunity over there, and that person, meaning you, will be great for that. And they kind of precede you in terms of saying you have a good work ethic and that you have credibility and you have the skill sets to work the job. And they will introduce you to a whole different network. The last piece is the N. The N is for next steps. Like, I am so proud of you. When you go through those preceding steps and know that, hey, that fire and passion that's inside of you, you can actually reach within, regain your power, and go get what's yours. So I hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. I will be back right after the break.
Hello, I'm Leon Quay Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, #TheEvent. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Quay Chavette.
Are you a business that's struggling to gain new customers and clients? Are you a woman who's written a book and don't know how to get media attention? Well, look no further. Help is here. Hi, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the new host of the podcast Pitching My Ass Off, which is going to air every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, why should you listen to this podcast? Well, if you're one of those people that need help, or if you want to receive pitching advice, public speaking skills, if you want to know how to really bring in the media, investors, customers, and clients and attract them to you right now so that they buy right now, then you need to listen to the Pitching My Ass Off podcast. And I am your host, Precious Williams, airing every Sunday at 5 p.m.
Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. I've been talking to you today about igniting your fire to transform your vision. Now, I want to talk a little bit more, give you a little bit more detail about a goal execution plan. This involves, now just, you know, you may want to take out a piece of paper and a pen and draw a table. And I'm going to give you some items to place on the table. One is I want you to list your goals, like going across horizontally. List your goals for one column. Next column, you want to have action steps, label action steps. The next column, you want to put responsible. Like who's responsible for that goal. It could be you, it could be other interdependencies. The next column would be your start date. Well, sorry, let me correct that. Your next column would be your budget. A lot of times when I've seen goal settings, I haven't really seen people actually incorporate budget as a part of it, because that is a huge dependency in terms of as you move forward, because I mentioned about me trying to move forward with my goals in my career, and I knew that I wanted to go to school. I knew that it was necessary during that time for my resume to move up in the deck for the interviewers. The next column would be your start date of your goal. And then the next column would be end date. And then your any notes that you want to take that may impact your goals. Now, this is now March. And so we're within the first quarter of the year. If you've already written goals, you may want to go back to reassess them using this goal execution plan in mind. If you don't have any goals, then you may want to start using this goal execution plan. Part of why I believe that this has worked for me, because it kept me focused. I would also recommend having an accountability partner to keep you in line with what your goals are. You can make it mutually beneficial where you can have accountability partners where you serve as an accountability partner and the other person serves as yours. The other piece is you may want to use this in conversations with your mentor so he can see, okay, this person is serious, and let me see if there are ways I can help her or him to achieve their goals. But please, for conversations with mentors, you want to come in ready, because they can't set your career goals for you. The budget. The budget is incredibly important. I was incredibly blessed to have the federal government, they paid for half of my undergrad, all of my graduate courses with the exception of two, as well as my executive leadership certificate. Now, you may say, oh my God, it's not that easy. You know, we don't have that type of budget. I had mentioned earlier during this podcast, hey, there are approaches and ways and strategies that you can go about asking your supervisor how to go about accomplishing this. Now, shift for a second. I'm going to pivot. If you're a business owner, just like you may have your personal budget, hopefully you have your business budget and you have some goals to achieve, the same goal execution plan will help you map out those a way ahead in terms of your targets and all of that. And I would hope that you would have a mentor as well as you work through it. Don't get discouraged if you have, as you consider some setbacks. Don't get discouraged if you feel like things are not moving as fast as you would like. That is the importance of having those action steps and those milestones. You are assigning dates to your goals. For me, when I was pursuing my associate's degree, I knew it would take 2 years, but I broke it, my goals down by semesters because, after all, I was working a full-time job at the time, as well as a part-time job. So you have to be fair to yourself. And I another thing that I love about this execution plan, it allows you to go back and look at it and celebrate your wins. I don't care how small you think they are. Even if you say, hey, I registered for this course to be taken X date, celebrate that win. You make a great grade in a class, celebrate that win. Each step that you do towards your professional development, because after all, you're investing in yourself, do it. Now, did I have some hiccups moving from clerk typist to a director, associate director in my 20s, earning six figures? Yes, I did. I faced jealousy from peers, envy from peers. I also faced bigger challenges, which was I was the only one sitting at tables, meaning I was the only African-American woman sitting in tables with other my counterparts who may have been at their second or third career. That was not easy. That meant that I had to study harder, longer, and make sure I'm leveraging and utilizing my mentors as sounding boards. I believe in each one of you. You have to believe in yourself. You have a passion. If you have a passion and desire, don't let a reduced budget or budget stop you. Visualize, like I talked about in the beginning, this has worked really well for me, where you are trying to go. And take those actionable steps and find someone who will take that journey along with you. I love spending the time with you today, talking through transforming your, igniting your fire to transform your vision. If you would like to connect with me more, I offer consultation calls, 15-minute consultation calls. I also offer individual coaching sessions. I have online workshops. You can also, you can contact me on my website at www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. Thank you for, again, thank you for spending the time with me today. I also have my book, Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success. And I talk through the challenges that I faced while going through my career, which involved having to leave home at the age of 17, taking care of a mom who was mentally ill, losing all my loved ones, getting a divorce after a 18-year marriage. I talked about my own depression and working it through. And I also talk about the tips and tools that I put in place to still achieve my professional development. And there were times when I had to step back in terms of career-wise in order to move forward. There were times where I sat still for maybe 5 or 6 years in the same position because my value system looked differently then, where I was taking care of making sure I was there as a mom to my children, which I still am a mom, but that was my higher priority because they were younger. So don't get discouraged if you sit still. You can still be successful in that role. Thank you for listening to the Empowerment Journey podcast today. Check me out again at www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. You can find me on Facebook as Jennifer Jones Bryant, LinkedIn as Jennifer Jones Bryant, Instagram, Reaching Within, and I have my own group on Facebook, which is Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.